Today's shir is L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Yehuda Leib ben Rabbi Shmuel. Today's shir is Masechta Megillah Daf Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Daf Chesam Be'ez, three lines from the bottom. V'sfarim Neftavim B'chol Loshon. Our Mishnah taught us that all Sfarim could be written in any language. Ask the Gemara for a minute. There's a stira to what we just learned in the Mishnah from a Braisa. The Braisa says Mikra Shekosfa Targum. If you wrote words from the pasuk in Targum and Aramis, then came Targum, or words that in the Torah, that are in the Torah, that are written in the Torah and Aramis, you wrote them Mikra and Lashon Kodesh. An example of words that are in the Torah but Lashon Aramis are the words Yigarsa Dusa, or even if you wrote it but Lashon Kodesh, but you wrote it B'Ksav Ivri. Ivri is not the two ways of writing the Hebrew script. One is, as we've been discussing in our last two Mishurim, Ksav Ashuri, which is considered the more significant script of Lashon Kodesh, and then there's Ksav Ivri. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis says that another way of describing Ksav Ivri is Levanah, and they're large letters that were used in different types of situations, but it's not what a Sefer Torah is written in. And the Rambam, in the Shailos HaTshuvos, HaRambam explains why did they have these two different scripts. So he says that the Ksav Ashuri was the script in which the Torah was given. The Ksav Ashuri is the script that the Luchas were written in. And therefore, they felt that it was inappropriate to use the same script which the Torah and the Luchas were written to also use for everyday writing. That's why they developed the two scripts, Ksav Ashuris and Ksav Ivri. It says there for the Gemara, if you wrote the Sefer Torah, Ksav Ivri, Eina Matamis Yadayim. As we discussed in our previous shir, Chazal said that Kisvei Kodesh Amitamis Yadayim. The reason Chazal made that rule, as we discussed extensively, because they were concerned that people may come to keep their Sfarim next to Truma. And since the Truma is food, mice may eat from that Truma and therefore make ruin the Sifrei Torah. Says the Gemara, all these examples that we just discussed, they don't have the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, and since they don't have the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, they're not Metamis Yadayim. Ad Sheikh Devenu, it's only considered a Sefer Torah when it's written with Ksav Ashuris, ala Sefer, when it's written with the Ksav Ashuris script that we just described, that it's written on Klaf, and it's written B'diyoy. So we have a question. Bryce seems to say that using a different language disqualifies it from being a Sefer Torah. And our Mishnah says that it's written in all types of languages. Answers the Gemara, I'm a Rav Eloi Kasha. The way we can reconcile this question, Kan Begufin Shalano, our Mishnah is talking about when you wrote it in Ksav Ashuris, and Kan Begufin Shalem, whereas the Bryce is referring to a situation where not only did you change the script in which it is written, you also change the language, that it's not written in Lashon Kodesh, and it's written in a different language. Amar Abaye. So Abaye asks Rava the question and the answer that he just offered. How have you explained the Braisa, the Gufish Lahen, that you wrote it in that language? Ask the Gemara, a different language than Hebrew. Ask Abaye if that's the way you were interpreting the Braisa. So then, if that's the case, my ear, your mikra shekos for targum. The targum shekos for mikra, why do you have to speak about a Hebrew word that was translated into different language, into targum? Or vice versa, why don't we say, I feel a mikra shekos for mikra, even if it's a word that's written in Lashon Kodesh, the targum shekos for targum, nami, it would also be possible if you didn't write it in, if you didn't write in the right script, Doktani. In other words, according to this, it should be disqualified as soon as it's written in a different script. Why do we have to have a different language? The fact that the Braises seemed to focus not just on a different script in a different language is not like what Rava said. Because according to Rava, the Braises is teaching us that it's usur if there's a different script, without any difference what language it's in. Eloi Kasha. The way to reconcile the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa, Ha Rabbanan, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbanan that it's Svarim to be written in any language. Ha, the Braisa is following the opinion of Shimon Gamliel that holds that only Yevanis, it only may be written in Greek, no other language. Ask the Gemara, ear of Shimon Gamliel, if you're going to say that the Braisa is following the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, so the Braisa seems to say that it always has to be Ashuris. But according to Shimon Gamliel, says that Yevanis, that Greek is permissible. So the Gemara Loikasha, Kam b'Sfarim, Sfarim, Tanakh, can be written in any language, Kam b'Tfilin Mezuzos. Tfilin Mezuzos has to be strictly in Ashuris. Ask the Gemara, why are we strict with Tfilin Mezuzos? Tfilin Mezuzos Maitama, why do we say they have to be strictly written that way? Shum Diksibo, because the Torah says, V'hoya advar me'elo, Asha anoichim tzavcha hayoyim, Alev avecha, and V'hoyu comes to teach us, B'aviyosun yehei. It has to be strictly the way they were given. It has to be strictly in Ashuris. So ask the Gemara, let's go back to the Braisa. The Braisa says, that by now we're saying that the Braisa is talking about tefillin and mezuzos. And the Braisa spoke about a situation. That's how we're explaining that the Braisa is strictly speaking about tefillin and mezuzos. And we're speaking about a case with Targum Shekosu Mikra. But ask the Gemara, where in tefillin and mezuzos do we have a situation of Targum Shekosu Mikra? Bishlama, when we talk about the Torah. So in the Sefer Torah, we could find such a situation. If we find a situation, the Torah speaks about Yegasa Dusa, which is Aramish. Elo Hocha, but when we speak about the Braisa, which we're saying is speaking about Tefillin Mezuzos, my Targum Ikka, where is the Targum Shekosra Mikra Ikka? So ask the Pnei Yeshua, the Manda Omer, who gave this Teretz, and said that the Braisa is speaking about a case of Targum Shekosra Mikra, obviously knew that such a question is obvious to be asked. And what was his thinking when he presented this answer? So Pnei Yeshua answers that when we look in Rashi in the Torah, and we see in the parasha of Tefillin, the Torah uses the words, V'hoyilu toitofos b'nei necha. And Rashi in Chumash on the word toitofos gives two pshatim. One pshat is that toitofos is a combination of two words of not Hebrew, to represent four boxes. Another pshat is that they remind us of the Nisim. So the Man D'Amar that holds that there is Targum and Tefillin Mezuzos holds that the Taich, the definition of Toitofos, is based on foreign languages. So now we can have a case of Targum Shekosra Mikra is the word Toitofos. This Man D'Amar holds is not, that's not the definition of Teitofis. And since that's not the definition of Teitofis, the question that's being asked now, where do you find in the Tefillin and Mezuzos Targum Shekosra Mikra? Eloi Kasha. So because, as the Pnei Yeshua is saying, this Man D'Amar has a different understanding, we go back to the beginning, says the Gemara, Eloi Kasha. Kama Megillah, Megillah's Esther is not mitam yadayim, only when it's written ashuris. Kan b'sfarim, sfarim are mitam yadayim when they're written in any other language. And as Tosfos explains, even though the halacha is that you could read the Megillah in any language, still, the halacha is, explains Tosfos, that if you're going to read the Megillah in a different language, you're not yoytze the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, unless you understand that language. Whereas, Lashon Kodesh, you yoytze the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, even if you don't understand Lashon Kodesh. So now, the Gemara is very understandable. By the Megillah, Yes, you could be mekayim, you could be yotz the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah in any language. But since that's only going to be the case for the individual who understands that language, the halacha is, if a Megillah is written in a different language, it's not considered kisvei kodesh to the degree that's metames yodayim. Whereas, lashon kodesh, since you're always mekayim the mitzvah of mikra Megillah in lashon kodesh, even if you don't understand the language, that's why it's always metames yodayim. Ask the Gemara, Megillah maitama. So why is the reason that Megillah has to be written strictly in Ksav Ashurus, that that's what the Braisa is teaching us? K'ksavim l'klashoinim. The Braisa is, the Torah, the Megillah uses the words k'ksavim l'klashoinim, and we learn from the words of k'ksavim l'klashoinim that it has to be strictly, that the Mimitam Yadayim has to be strictly Lashon Kodesh. My tag m'shakosu mikra'ika. But ask the Gemara, again, if we're saying that this Braisa is speaking about a Megillah, the Megillah, where is there a word of Targum in the Megillah that we should say that we could have a situation of Targum Shekosu Mikra? Amra Papa, the Pasuk uses the word in the Megillah, the Nishma Pisgam HaMelech. Pisgam means the word of the king, and instead of writing the word Pisgam, which is Aramis, you wrote Dvar. Yokar, he says, is a Aramis word for covet. The Gemara now goes back to a teretz that the Gemara wanted to offer, how to reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa that was asked on, and the Gemara goes back to that teretz. Rav Ashi Amar, our Mishnah follows the opinion of the Rabbanim, who allows Sfarim to be written in every language. The Braisa is following the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, who only allows Ashurus and Yevonis. Kitanyahi, if that's the, and therefore we ask the question, if the Braisa is following the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, the Braisa shouldn't just said Ashurus. The Braisa should have also said Yevonis. Answers the Gemara, Kitanyahi, the Braisa that says that only Ashurus is permitted, not Yevonis. Mishas Shvarim is talking not about the Chumash, it's talking about Nach, and it's following Rabbi Yehudahi, that holds that even though Rav Shimon Gamliel is lenient, and even though Rav Shimon Gamliel allows the Sefer Torah to be written in Ksav, in Yevonis, that's only a Sefer Torah. But Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Rav Shimon Gamliel will agree, may not be written in Yevonis. And the Braisa is speaking about Nevi'im and Ksuvim. The Tanya, Tfilin, Mezuzas Einichtam El Ashur, Rabbeinu Seinu Tir Yevonis. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that Tfilin and Mezuzas can be written in Yevonis? V'ksiv v'hoyu. We just quoted the Pasuk, that it has to be Yevonis, it has to be v'hoyu, exactly the way it's written in the Torah, in Lashon Kodesh. El Eima, Svarim Nechtavim B'chol Lashon. Svarim can be written in any language. Rabbeinu Seinu, he Tir Yevonis. Rabbeinu Seinu said Yevonis. By saying etiru, b'chlal the Tanakama osur. That doesn't mean the Tanakama says that Yevonis is osur. It can't be that way. The Tanakama says that all languages are permitted. So it's not, how do we understand this to mean? Ela emar b'seinu letiru shiichtavu, to Rabbeinu Seinu, who allowed it to be written in other languages, only allowed Yevonis. V'tanya, and of that says the continues the Braisa, on Rav Yehuda, even though they're lenient with Greek, with Yevonis, where were they lenient? By a Sefer Torah, because of the story of Talmei HaMelech that we're about to begin learning now. That was a unique situation, and that's why they allowed Yevonis. Everything else, they did not allow Yevonis. So of course the question is, if the halacha, the Rabbi Sein will hold, that the halacha is that you're supposed to write it only in Ashurus, how could Chazal gone and said that you could write it Belosh and Yevonis? How could Chazal say that something that's Osir is Mutter? So the Sfas Emes explains that Midaraisa, the Chachamah hold, really Sefer Torah can be written in any language. The Chachamim were the ones that said it should not be done. But after the story that we're about to learn of Talmei HaMelech, they said that they will allow Yevonis. The Chazon Ish has a different approach. Chazon Ish's approach is that anything that's done for Kavod HaTorah, we're more lenient. As we're about to learn, using the Yevonis in that situation with Talmi HaMelech created a tremendous situation of Kavod HaTorah, since it represented a situation of Kavod HaTorah, that's why they felt that anything that's done for Kavod HaTorah is permitted. So, what is the story? Says Mar the Tanya. Ma'aseh b'Talmi HaMelech. There was a situation with Talmi HaMelech. Shekinah shivim b'shayim zakenim. He gathered 72 zakenim. V'chnisim b'shim b'shayim b'atim. And he brought them into 72 rooms. V'lagil olam amal kinsom. When he gathered them, he did not tell them why. V'nichnas etzu kolech v'echad. And then he entered each one of those rooms. V'amalam kisli tayris ma'ishu rabchem. I want you to interpret, translate the words of the Torah into Greek. V'nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'leiv kolech v'echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each one of these zakenim the etzah, the right thinking, the schema kul das achas, that they should all interpret it the same way, the kasvoy, and that's what they wrote. Even though, says the Sifsei Chachamim, Talmai was the king of Mitzrayim, but Greek was the language of the Chachamim, of the wise people. So that's why he wanted it to be in Greek. The Rishash explains, where does the number 72 come from? He says, there were 71 members in the Sanhedrin, and then there was the Nasi, so he gathered 72 people equivalent to that number. He took the 72 people into 71 rooms, and then, without telling them what his goal was, and then each one of them went in and told them what they're doing. So they should. She did not want them to collude beforehand in coming up with the same version, but he wanted them to realize what is happening here, and that they should make sure and recognize that it's a very serious situation, and that they should make sure not to be dishonest, because if they're going to be dishonest, they're going to be caught, because their colleagues will not necessarily be doing what they are doing. The Satmar Rebbe says that the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simon Tuf Kuf Pei, says that Ches Tevis, 8 days in Tevis, is a Tainus Tzedikim, because that was the day that the Torah was interpreted in the Greek. V'choshech b'olam, says the Shulchan Aruch, there was darkness in the world, shlosh yamim. What? Why was it? So he explains that, as we're about to learn, there were a number of psukim in the Torah that were changed to avoid any misinterpretation, as we're going to learn. A situation where the words of Torah changed, even though it was done, as we're going to learn, for very good reason, may set a precedent that you're allowed to change the words of the Torah. And changing the words of the Torah is the destruction of the world, because Torah is the key of the world. And therefore, it was a terrible time for Klal Yisrael, and Tzaddikim fast on that day. So the Gemara begins in identifying all the psukim that were changed. We know that the first words of the Torah are Bereishis Bara Elokim, as a Shemayim v'Saaretz. They changed it to Lakim Bara Bereishis. The reason they did that is because they were concerned that he would say Bereishis is the name of a god. So the Mefarshim asked, why would he make such a mistake? And let's think about it. It makes sense that it should say Bereishis Bara Lakim. The Torah is identifying Bereishis, what happened as the world was created. What's the difficulty here? So the answer that they give, Taisvis gives, is because if the Torah would have begun with the word Bereishis, he would believe that of course the Torah begins with the word that describing Hashem, and therefore he would say that there's another God who Bereishis, because a person, explains the Marshal, who's concerned about their prestige, always uses their name first. Hashem, who's the not concerned with these kind of things, is not concerned to begin the Torah with the word Bereishis. But he, Talmai, would misunderstand what that means. Next, the Torah says, V'yamel kimnas odom b'tzalmenu u'kid musenu. And they changed it to Yomel Kim es odom b'tzalmad gmos. They did not want that it should say Nasa. Nasa means a Lashon Rabbim, which would lead him to believe that there was more than one creator. And as we remember, Rashi says that the reason it's written that way is to show the modesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So derech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'siyatz and famal shaloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anybody's help and doesn't need anybody's advice, but he did it that way, he wrote that way, because that is the way, that's the proper manners. But they were concerned that he would make that mistake. It's interesting. Why did he change it? Why did they also change B'tzalmenu u'b'dmoseinu? Because the simple reason is, once the beginning of the pasuk is b'loshin yochid, the end of the pasuk is b'loshin yochid. But why does it say B'tzalm u'dmos, not B'tzalm u'dmos alikim? Because we understand that this is a figurative way of explaining how the person was created. But Talmai would make the mistake and believe that what is the pasuk teaching us? That the pasuk is teaching us that Hashem has an image. And that's, of course, not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have an image in any way. And in order that they should not make the mistake that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an image, we, explain the Mefarshim, live with Amunah. And these aren't questions that disturb us. But Talmai, who doesn't live with that type of a hashkafa, we have to be concerned. The pasuk says, "V'chal al kim b'yom eshvi melachta esherasa, v'yizbe b'yom eshvi mikom melachta esherasa, v'chal b'yom eshvi v'yizbe b'yom eshvi." It doesn't say that Kadosh Baruch Hu, it shouldn't sound like a Kadosh Baruch Hu did melacha on yom eshvi. So it says, because he would not understand what Rashi and Bereishis teaches us. What was the word missing? Menucha, Bar Shabbos Menucha. That Menucha is a creation. He would not be understand. Or another pshat is that a human being can never figure out the moment to the second. But Hashem can. That's why, to avoid that problem, they wrote it this way. Next, it says by the Dora Floga, that pasuk says, Havan ner devenavla, shams fasam. Again, it says in B'loshin Rabbim, in order that Talmai should not make the error in believing that there's more, there's one God, because here it says, Hava ner da, they wrote, Hava er da, Loshin Yochid. The pasuk says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram and Sarah that they're going to have a baby, the pasuk says v'titzach Sarah b'kirba. They changed it v'titzach Sarah b'kraveha. What b'kraveha means? Amongst, she laughed in front of her relatives. What's pshat? Because he would have had a question. The pasuk says that after the pasuk says that Sarah laughed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Avram Avinu, why is Sarah laughing? And the question is, Avram Avinu also laughed. The pasuk says, "Vayipl Avram al pano v'yitzchak v'yoyim b'libay halaben meyis shana yivaleid v'msara bas shana teilid teilid." And Talmai would have a question: why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu upset at Sarah, and he wasn't upset at Avram? So, in order to avoid that type of a question, they changed it b'kravel. So why is that better? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat b'kravel means that she smiled b'kravel in front of other people. That means questioning God, of course, is much more serious if you do it in front of other people versus when you do it privately. And therefore, Avram Avinu, who did it privately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't upset. But when Sarah did it b'kravel, when she did it in front of other people, that's what made him upset. That's one pshat. Another pshat is b'kravel refers to her body. And what bothered her so much, what she laughed about was that I'm an old woman. Is this body of an old person still able to carry a child? To say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't change the body of a person, that is unacceptable. And that's something that Talmai would be able to understand. The Pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu gives Mussar to Shimon and Levi because they killed the city of Shechem, the Pasuk says, Ba'apam ha'gushar, u'b'tzoynam ikru avois. The Pasuk says, u'b'tzoynam ikru shar. But they changed it, u'b'tzoynam ikru avois. Why did they change that? Because that would mean that the Akum are considered to us like an animal. And in order to avoid that, they changed the wording. The Pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came back to Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, V'yikach Moshe's ishtu v'esponov, v'yakivim al chamor, v'yeshva eretz Mitzrayim. So instead of the word chamor, v'yikach Moshe's ishtu v'esponov, v'yakivim al Moshe b'nei Adam, they were transported on something that's used for transportation. Because Talmai HaMelech would say, how could Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of Klal Yisrael, have to travel on a donkey? It was something that he would never be able to understand. And therefore, to defend them, they wrote, Yekivim al-Bnei Adam. And as the Ben Yoyada explains, Talmai knew that the halacha is that a king has to be wealthy. So if he's wealthy, why does he have to use a donkey? So I saw, why didn't they change the pasuk when it says by Avram Avinu, V'yashkim Avram Abayka, V'yachvash es asasoynoi? So Avram Avinu was well known that he was wealthy. As the pasuk says, V'avram kaveh ma'oid b'mikna b'kesef. So Avram Avinu was a wealthy person. They weren't worried what would Talmai HaMelech think about Avram Avinu. Another pshat is that Avram Avinu did not transport people. Transporting people on a donkey is not the covet. Transporting items on a donkey, objects on a donkey, is not a problem. The pasuk says that Umosh bnei Yisrael shiosh Mitzrayim shloi shana v'mea mei shana. We were in Mitzrayim 430 years. They changed it to say Umosh bnei Yisrael shiosh Mitzrayim u'bishara rotzos av mei shana. They added other lands because they truly were not in Mitzrayim for 430 years. Talmai HaMelech was well aware of that. So in order not to be able to say that the Torah is not true, they added those words. That it was Shara Rotzes. So the question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu indeed go on a donkey? So the answer is, one simple answer is, it refers, the donkey is the donkey of Mashiach. And since it refers to the donkey of Mashiach, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to teach Klal Yisrael, we will have a Yeshua now, and we will also be Zoicha to Mashiach. The Pasuk says, V'yishlach esnar b'nei Yisrael, this is when we were by Har Sinai, V'yishlach esnar b'nei Yisrael, V'yalu oilois, V'yisbuchu zvachim v'shlomim l'Hashem parim. And they changed the word narei to zadute b'nei Yisrael. Nare means young people. And again, Talmai would have a problem. You couldn't find anybody other than these people. That's why it says Zatutue. Zatutue means significant people. Like we say, they wrote V'zipnu ibn Yisrael l'sholach yodai. Why did they use the young people? Tupshotim. One is because young people have the energy and the enthusiasm of youth. And that's what's required for Kabbalah Satoira. And another pshat is, it has nothing to do with youth. The Nari B'nai Yisrael with the Bechayrim. Whoever's a Bechar has that Kedusha because he's born as a Bechar. And therefore there's nothing wrong with saying it. Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'yichem Moshe La'ad, in the time of Kairach, when they were complaining against Moshe, the Pasuk says, V'yichel Moshe Ma'od, V'yayim Hashem, Al-Tayfel Al-Melchassam, L'chamar Echemem Nisasi. And they changed it to say Loichem Echem Emnesosi. Again, because they were worried that Talmud would say he didn't take any donkey, but he took something else. Another pshat that I saw, the Sifsechamik suggests, just like they changed the word Chamor previously, where it says when Moshe Rabbeinu traveled, we took out the word Chamor, so they have to stay consistent that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't drive a Chamor, and that's why here too they changed the wording to Chemed, and not in any way to indicate that Moshe Rabbeinu rode on a Chamor. Its pasuk says regarding Avodah Zarah, when Pentisa in Nechob, Shemaim over Isus Hashem Sushreach, Vesai Kechovim, Koltzva Shemaim, Nidacht Vishtavisalem, Vavanatam, Ashacholak Ashalachem, Cholam Tachs Kol Shemaim. So they changed it, Ashacholak Ashalachem, Choosim Lahoil Cholamim, that Kosh Baruch Hu created them to give light. Why did they change this pasuk? Because they would make the mistake that the pasuk is allowing B'nai Noyach to worship Avodah Zarah. And even though Rashi says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wrote it that way to teach the Goyim, you want to make a mistake, but they didn't want to write in any way that it should seem to indicate that Akum are allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, because the halach is no one is allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. That's why they changed the wording. It says in the pasuk, V'yelech v'yavr alhim acherim, Vishtach v'lehem, l'shem shlirechol koicho tzva shmaim, asheloi tziveisi. V'yelech v'yavr alhim acherim, asheloi tzisi l'ovdom. Again, asheloi tziveisi would give them the mistake that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say they should be here, but you're allowed to worship them once they're here, in order that they should not make the mistake that one may worship Avodah Zarah, he changed the word. V'kosvaloi, and they wrote, when the Torah speaks about the different animals that were not allowed to eat, so one of the animals is aneves. They took out the word aneves, and they wrote tzira sereglayim, it has short legs. V'loi kosvas aneves. Why? Talmai's wife was, her name was aneves. The Jews are making fun of me, and they put my wife's name amongst the non-kosher animals in order to avoid that way, in order to make, he shouldn't be able to accuse them, Klai Yisrael, that's why he changed the name. Even though the Sifsechum points out, how could Talmud make that kind of an accusation? The Torah was written many years before Talmud ever married Aneves. Still, he would make the mistake in saying that they put in the word Aneves to ridicule my wife. So in order to avoid that they should be able to say that in any way, that's why they changed the name. So we learned in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, that even Sfarim, the only language that's permitted is Greek. Amar Avu Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halak Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Sfarim should only be written in Ashuris or Yevonis. What is the reasoning for Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion? Because says the Gemara, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, when Noach gives a bracha to Shem and Yefes, his sons, Noach said, Yaftal Kim Yefes, the Yishkoin Baalei Shem. Tvar of Shayefes, Yefes' words, Greek, Yubel Shem. But as the Gemara, Yavon was not the only son of Yefes. So why are we singling out Yavon? Vemer, maybe it's Goimer or Magog, answers the Gemara. Amrav Chiba Abba, Hainatama, the Ksiv Yaftal Kim Yefes. The Pasuk uses the word Yaf, beauty. Yafufay Shayefes. Yibel Hashem, the most beautiful language of the family of Yefes should be used for interpreting the Torah. And from all of the languages that emanate from the family of Yefes, the most beautiful of all those languages is Yavon. So our Gemara just taught us that we're not supposed to interpret Torah into any language besides Lashon Kodesh or Yevonis. But if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Or Chaim, Simon Shin Lamedalet Sif Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says that we are allowed to interpret Torah into different languages because Eis Las Lashem Hefira Torah Secha, and therefore Lichtav Afilach of Tel Tzvarim Targum. You can write them in Aramaic, the Koloshon in any language, or be called Ksav in any type of script, or be called Nayor in any type of paper. Nay, Shekein Ein Kol Adam. Because not every individual, not everyone can write Ashuris. V'gam ein akol mevinim Lashon Kodesh. Not everyone understands Lashon Kodesh. V'ein gam ein biyad akol lichnos a klaf. Not everybody could afford klaf. Therefore, to make the Torah accessible to all of us, they made this leniency. But Rav Moshe and the Shailos HaTshuvos, Igros Moshe Yerodeya, Chelik Dalet Simulam Ches, says that even though, as we just learned, the Shulchan Aruch is lenient, a person who's interpreting and translating the words of the Torah has to realize what an incredible responsibility he carries on his shoulders. Because the slightest deviation, as we spoke earlier in our shiur, the slightest deviation could have the most significant repercussions. And therefore, one has to be very careful before he does any translating or any interpreting. He should be well familiar with the subject matter that he is translating. He should be well informed and educated with the language that he's going to use to make sure that chas v'sholem there are no mistakes. We know that all Kohanim Gedolim until the time of Yoshiyahu were appointed to be Kohen Gadol, and then they were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. After the time of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, they became aware that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Klal Yisrael is going to go to the Golos, so they hid the Aron, and when they hid the Aron, as the Gemara Masechet Yoma Daf Nun Beis on the Beis teaches us, they also put away the Shemen HaMishcha. And until then, and afterwards, Kohanim Gedolim were no longer anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. And the way a Kohen Gadol was appointed to his position was by becoming a Merubah Begadim. As we're going to be discussing in our shiur, the Kohen Gadol wore the Shemoneh Bigdei Kohuna, and from then on, that was the way he became the Kohen Gadol. Says the Mishnah, Ein Ben Kohen Meshuach, there is no difference in a Kohen Gadol who became the Kohen Gadol because he was anointed with the Shemoneh Mishcha, or Merubah Begadim, that he's wearing the Bigdei Kohuna of a Kohen Gadol, El Par Abba Akol HaMitzvahs. If a Kohen Gadol makes a mistake and erroneously says that some an Aveira, for which if you did that Aveira b'mezid, Yechayiv Koris, he said it's permitted, and he acts on that heter, he has to bring a special par, as the Pasuk says, Makoina Mashiach Yechta Lashma Sa'am, V'ikrav Al-Chatos Ha'Shechoto, Par Ben Bokut Tomim Lashem L'Chatos. And that's a halacha that only applies to Kohen HaMashuach. It does not apply to Kohen HaMerubah Begadim. Continues the Mishnah. Ein Ben Kohen Gadol HaMashamish. There is no halachic difference between the Kohen Gadol who's actually doing the Avodah, Le Kohen Shavar, the Kohen Gadol that was a Kohen Gadol. Then there was a Kohen Gadol who became disqualified. And while he's disqualified, we appointed somebody else. And then the first one is able to be Kohen Gadol again when he comes back. The Kohen Gadol, so we have two people that have that status, Par Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol brought a special par for his family, and a serious eifer that's brought every day by Kohen Gadol, that's only brought by the Kohen who's actually serving as Kohen Gadol, not by someone who once served as Kohen Gadol but isn't serving now. Ask the Gemara. The Mishnah seems to say that when we speak about the Kohen Meshuach and the Kohen Merubah Begadim, Le'inyan Par Yom Kippurim and a serious eifer, Zeh v'zeh, whether you're Kohen Meshuach or whether you're Kohen Gadol Merubah Begadim, Shavim, you're treated the same way. Masnisen says our Mishnah that the Kohen that's Merubah Begadim brings the Par Kol HaMitzvahs, the Loik Rameyah. The Rameyah, Hotanya, Rameyah says, Merubah Begadim, Mevi Par Kol Bar Mitzvahs, Divrei Rameyah, V'chamayim Einem Mevi. My time with Rameyah, that says that the Merubah Gadim brings this carbon, the Kanya. The Pasuk says, we quoted the Pasuk, so we would think that this halacha only applies to the Kain Meshuach. Merubah Begadim Minayin. How do we know that this carbon also is brought by Kain who's Merubah Begadim? Tamalai Maham Mashiach. And as I saw, the Rishonim explained that Mashiach is a miyut, and the hay before the word Mashiach is a miyut, and the rule is, ain miyut ach miyut, when we have a double miyut, el l'rabbis. So says the Gemara B'maya Kimta, the beginning of the Mishnah you said, the like Rameya, doesn't follow the opinion of Rameya. Ain a seifa. But let's continue this Mishnah. Ain bein koin la mishamish, koin sh'over, el pagyam kippurim v'asir seifa, halacha devreyam, regarding all other halachas, zevzeh shavim. That would mean aslan rameya. That this would be following the opinion of rameya. Why? The Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, irba psul. If the kohen gadol became disqualified, umino kohen acher, and then they appoint a different kohen gadol to substitute him, rishon chayzlav dasai, and then that disqualification passes, the first kohen gadol goes back to his position. Hasheni kol mitzvos kuntuna gduna olav. All the halachas of kuntuna gdol apply to him. Divrei Rameya. Rav Yosemer harishon chayzlav dasai. The first kohen gadol goes back. Hasheni, and the second one ain't a roi loy kohen gadol. He can't be a kohen gadol for loy kohen hedget, nor can he be a kohen hedget. Vam Rav Yosi. Meister Rav Yosef ben Ulam Mitzipuri, there was once a fact, the situation, Shir by Psuba Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Gadol became disqualified, Uminu Tachtav, and Rav Yosef ben Ulam was appointed to be the substitute Kohen Gadol, or Ba Maslov Nechamim, and then his situation was brought to Chazal, from Arish Chayzlov Adasoi, the original Kohen Gadol goes back to his position, Sheni, and the second one, Ain a Roy Loyal Kohen Gadol of Loyal Kohen Hedget. He can't be not a Kohen Gadol, nor a Kohen Hedget. Kohen Gadol, Shem Eva. If he'll be still Kohen Gadol, the acting Kohen Gadol, the real Kohen Gadol, will have a very difficult time with his competition being there all the time. But he can't revert back to being Kohen Hedget. Shemal B'Kodesh V'loy Meridin. So we see from this Braisa that the Mishnah that holds that Kohen has Sha'avar, has all the dinim of a Kohen Gadol, follows the opinion of Rameyer. So ask the Gemara, we have here a situation where the Reish is Rabbonon and the Seif is Rameyer. Amar Rav Chisda in. Reish Rabbonon, Seif Rameyer. Rav Yosef Omer, Rebbe he. The Mishnah is not following the opinion of a Rebbe Meir or the Rabbonon. The author of the Mishnah was Rebbe. And Rebbe V'Nosaleh Relibetanoi. Rebbe in every situation chose the Tana whose opinion made most sense to him. So in the Reisha, he followed the opinion of the Rabbanon, who he felt makes more sense. And in the Sefer, he followed the opinion of Rameyer. Every Machloitas, he has a right to decide whom he wants to choose. The Rishonim ask that the Mishnah says there was Mishnah Sechta Avis, Perakei Mishnah Hei. Asar Nisim Naslav Asenu Beis HaMikdash. And one of the things was the Loi Eri Karen L'Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim, that the Kohen Gadol never got disqualified. And here we see that there was a disqualification. So he gives two terutzim. One terutz is the disqualification of Kerry never happened. Our disqualification was a different disqualification, not Kerry. Another terutz is that was only until the Beis HaMikdash Rishon. In the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos doesn't speak about Mikdash Sheni. So here it says, Ma'al B'Kodesh, V'loy Meridin. So saw a letter from the Sklener Rebbe, Zitzal. The Sklener Rebbe says, why does it say Ma'al B'Kodesh, V'loy Meridin? If you're supposed to be Ma'al B'Kodesh, if you're supposed to constantly grow, obviously, V'loy Meridin, you're not allowed to go downward. Why does it have to say V'loy Meridin? And he says, if that is the message that the Tana wants to teach us, so he should have said Ma'al B'Kodesh, Vein Tzarech Leimer, and it goes without saying Ein Meridin. Why does it say Ma'al B'Kodesh V'loy Meridin? So he says, Chazal, with this expression, are teaching us a very important lesson. That is, Ma'al B'Kodesh, You have to go up constantly. V'loy, because if you're not constantly going up, then meridin, you're going down. There's no such a thing as a status quo, explained the Glen Rebbe. There's either malin, there's either you're going up, or chas v'shalom, you're going down. But I did see that they do want to suggest that, of course, it's our obligation to always be malin b'kodesh. It's always our obligation to go higher and higher. But sometimes we can't. But even if we can't go higher, we always have to be careful, loy meridin, not to go down. That's also something that we have to think about and be careful about. The Torah teaches us that once the Beis HaMikdash is standing, one may not bring a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. However, before the Beis HaMikdash was built, at different times, they were allowed to bring karbonos on a bama. Says the Mishnah, Ein bein bama gedoy l'bama ktana. When they had the bamas, they had two types of bamas. There was a bama gedoyla, which was built by Moshe Rabbeinu and stood in Noiv and Given. And there's a bama ktana, which everybody makes in their own property. El Psochim. The Karm Pesach teaches us the Mishnah may only be brought on the bama gedoyla. Zeh klal. And the Mishnah gives us a rule. Kol shu nidav and nidav, any carbon that is a donated carbon can be brought b'bama, karba b'bama ketana. The kolsh, ena loy nidav loy nidav, any carbon that you're obligated to bring, ena karba b'bama, cannot be brought on the b'bama ketana, it can only be brought on the b'bama gedayla. Ask the Gemara, the suloy, is that the only difference between, the Reisha said the difference between the b'bama gedayla and the b'bama ketana is Pesach. Ask the Gemara, is that true? The u'kabonis tzibar could only be brought on the b'bama gedayla. Answers the Gemara, what the Reisha means to say, that it has to be Ke'en Psochem, that there are carbon that you're mechuyev to bring, and it has a specific time that it could be brought. Says the Gemara, Miani, who says, who's the Tan of our Mishnah that says you can't bring a car, that an Abamak Tana, you can't bring carbon chayva, Rav Shimon Hi. The Tan of Shimon Omer, Aft Sibo Loi Krivu, El Psochem, Uchayvus shekful ozman. They brought on the bama gedayla psachim and carbon chayva that have a time. Av a chayvish ain't kful ozman. If it's a carbon chayva, but there's no specific time when it has to be brought, hachavachaloi karv. You can't bring it on the bama gedayla because it doesn't have a special time. You can't bring it on the bama ketana because it's a chayva. Why is a carbon pesach considered a carbon tzibur? Because even though every individual brought the carbon by himself, since they all of Klal Yisrael brought the carbon Pesach together, b'knufya, that gives it the category of a carbon tzibur.